Once again, we'd like to thank our sister Yan Ling to do the translation.
我也很高兴能给大家做这个翻译。
So let's commend ourselves to the Lord this evening before we open the word.
好的，那我们在开始讲课之前呢，我们就把我们自己交托给我们的神，我们一起祷告。
Oh, gracious God and Father, how we are so thankful that we can come before you.
蛮有恩典的父啊，以及天上的神，我们多么的感恩，我们能够来到你的面前。
We thank you, O God, our Father, that because of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, it's no longer a throne of judgment, but a throne of grace.
主啊，我们真的很感谢，因为主耶稣基督的十字架，现在你的宝座已经再也不是审判的宝座了，而是施恩的宝座。
In fact, we are told to come boldly to the throne of grace.
事实上，你告诉我们要让我们坦然无惧地来到你的施恩宝座前。
And we do so, Lord, because we are needy people.
那我们的确这样做了，因为我们都是很有需要的人。
Lord, we need encouragement and to be strengthened by the, in the Spirit, by your word.
我们需要鼓励啊，需要您在灵里加给我们力量。
And so as our brother opens the word and shares with us tonight, we pray, Lord, that you would give us hearts that would be receptive to your word tonight.
主，我们的祈求是当Harold 弟兄今天晚上给我们讲解您的话语的时候，求您赐给我们一颗心，让我们能够领受。
Bless our dear brother, and we pray that, Lord, you'd strengthen his voice so that he might be able to give us a message clearly and without much effort.
也求您加给 Harold 弟兄力量使他的今天的声音呢能够洪亮，使他能够顺利的传讲今天他要讲的信息。
So we give you thanks, O God our Father, in that worthy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们奉主耶稣佩德的名向您感恩。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Brother Harold.
Amen. Well, welcome to all this evening. I'm glad to be here. And frankly, my voice is just a little bit stronger. So thank you for your prayers.
欢迎大家。我现在呢，嗓子呢，就是声音呢，觉得响亮一点了。谢谢大家为我祷告。
I want us to consider this evening some truths from the book of Hebrews, primarily chapter 11. We'll take an introduction from chapter 10.
今天晚上呢，我们主要分享希伯来书的十一章。那从因为上下文的原因呢，我们从十章开始。
Chapter 10 and verse 6 has a very simple introduction and a theme that we're going to try to follow tonight.
那十章的六节啊，是我们今天要跟着的学习的一个主题。
It says, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
是十一章的六节，这是我们今天要学习的主题。人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦。
That's a simple line. It's a profound line, and it's something that we're going to be focusing our thoughts around this evening.
那这句话呢很简单，同时呢它也很深刻。那是我们今天晚上呢重点要来学习的这个话题。
The question would logically be asked by a great many. What must I do in order to please God?
那我们很多人都很自然呢会有这样一个很合乎逻辑的问题，就是我要怎么做才能得神的喜悦呢？
And the simplest answer is all you have to do is believe him. If you want to please him, then believe him.
那一个最简单的回答呢，就是你要信他，你要想得神的喜悦呢，想让神高兴呢，你就是要信。
Is it easy to believe God?
信神容易吗？
And the man on the street would say, no, it's very, very difficult. I don't believe God, and there's many reasons why.
那如果你在街上碰到一个人呢，他会说，不容易，我不信神的。然后他有很多的理由告诉你他为什么不信。
Now the Christian, will say, if you ask him, do you believe in God?
那如果你问一个基督徒，你信不信神呢？
And he will say, yes, I do.
他会说我信的。
But then you might put to the Christian the question, when is it easier to believe in him?
那如果你继续问这个基督徒，那什么时候信神更容易一些呢？
And he might be honest enough to say, well, it's easy to believe him when the sun is shining and I'm smiling and everything's going just fine.
如果他足够诚实呢，他就会告诉你，当阳光照耀的时候，当我脸上充满微笑的时候，当一切事情都很顺利的时候呢，我相信神是更容易一些的。
But that person might say, there are times when it's not that easy to believe him, because frankly, there's some problems.
然后这个人也会跟你说呢，有的时候相信神不太容易，特别是有一些麻烦，有一些问题的时候呢，就不容易了。
You might ask the question, when it's easier to believe him, you might say, well, I prayed yesterday,He answered my prayer today, and therefore, pretty easy to believe him.
那他还会回答你这个问题啊，就是你问他什么时候相信神更容易点，他会说，如果我昨天祷告，今天就得着回应的话呢，那这个时候我信神是容易的。
On the other hand, you might say, I prayed last week, I prayed last month, I prayed last year. I've been praying for a long time.I haven't seen the answer yet. It's harder to believe him when he doesn't answer immediately.
那他也会告诉你呢，我上周祷告了，或者是我上个月祷告了，或者是我去年祷告了，但是现在呢，都还没有等到回应。那如果这个祷告的回应来得很晚呢，需要等待的时间很长呢，那信神就不容易了。
So the question would be then, when would he be more pleased with my belief in him?
那接下去的问题就是，我什么时候相信他的时候会让他更喜悦呢？
Would he be more pleased when I believe him when everything's going well, or would he be more pleased when I believe him when things aren't going well?
是当一切事情都很顺利的时候我相信他让神更喜悦呢，还是当事情不顺利的时候我相信他让他更喜悦呢？
And the answer probably would beHe would be more pleased with me if I believed him when the circumstances really weren't very favorable. And it was hard for me to believe him, but I believed him anyway. I think he would say, I appreciate that. And that pleases me a great deal.
我想这个答案应该是当事情呢都对我不利的时候，信神很难的时候，我依然相信的话呢，我觉得我这样的是这时候的信心呢，会更上人，更让神喜悦，会更让他能够感受到我的信心。
So some thoughts this evening then on the great subject of believing or having faith in the Lord.
所以我们今天晚上的话题呢，就是相信神或者说对神的信心。
The book of Hebrews is written to the Hebrews, and they sort of had an interesting history associated with them.
那希伯来书呢是写给希伯来人的，所以这里呢相关呢，他联系了，他讲了很多的希伯来人的历史。
They rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, and as a nation, they basically crucified him.
那他们作为一个民族整体呢，他们是拒绝了耶稣，然后也把他钉在了十字架上。
But as a result of Pentecost, the day of Pentecost, and the miracles associated with it, and the great blessings that followed, many Hebrews turned to the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior.
那在主耶稣死后的那个五旬节啊，以及随后伴随的很多的神迹呢，也导致很多的犹太人他们相信了耶稣基督。
But then the Jewish opposition, which formally formerly rather, had been addressed and directed to the Lord Jesus Christ himself. That opposition was now being directed to the Christians.
那但是整个犹太人作为一个民族呢，他们原来对主耶稣基督的这种拒绝、这种抵挡啊，现在就转变成了对基督徒的抵挡和拒绝了。
And so the Hebrew Christians, they were finding it more difficult.
所以呢，这个作为信主的，就是犹太人的基督徒呢，他们就发现这个环境很艰难了。
As a matter of fact, they were finding it really difficult.
事实上呢，他们发现这个环境非常的艰难。
And so, my understanding of the book of Hebrews goes something like this.
那我对这个希伯来书的理解呢是这样的。
The Christian gets up in the morning.
那基督徒呢一早晨起来。
And he goes out to the front gate.
然后他走到前门。
And then he asks himself the question.
他问自己一个问题。
Should I turn right?And go down to the gospel chapel, or should I turn left and go back to the temple or the synagogue?
他说那我先要做一个决定，我是往右走去到这个基督福音的教堂呢，就是聚会的场所呢，还是往左走又回到犹太人的圣殿里去呢？
And you say, was it really that serious?
你会说事情真的这么严重吗？
And for some of the Christians, some of the Jewish Christians, it was that serious.
那对有一些这个犹太的基督徒来说呢，事情就是这么严重的。
And the others needed to have a strong foundation laid for them.
那还有一些呢，需要在他们的信心里面有更坚固的根基来建立起来。
And so the book of Hebrews then shows us how the Lord Jesus Christ is greater than Moses, greater than the tabernacle, greater than angels. It shows all kinds of wonderful pictures of the Lord Jesus Christ, argues in a marvelous way for the wisdom and the reality and the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ compared to the Old Testament law, which couldn't make people perfect.
然后呢不是保罗，就是这个希伯来书的作者呢，就在希伯来书里面讲了很多的事情来证明主耶稣基督呢更伟大，他比摩西更大，他比圣殿更大，他比很多的天使都大，他描绘了很美的主耶稣基督的画面，来证明主耶稣基督的智慧和真理和能力都是比旧约的律法要更有能力的，更能使我们变得圣洁，变得完全。
All right, so now I want us to start reading in Hebrews chapter 10.
好，我们现在开始读希伯来书的十章。
Verse 36.
36节。
And there the writer says, Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward.
35, right?
Is that 35?
Yeah, 35.
I put on my best glasses, but they aren't good enough. It is 35. Thank you.
是35节啊，所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心必得大赏赐。
The Hebrews basically were saying, maybe we were foolish in believing, maybe we should go back to the temple.And the writer is saying, don't cast away your confidence. It might be hard, your faith might be tried, but don't cast away your confidence.
那有些人希伯来基督徒他们可能会想，我们信耶稣是不是有点太傻了？我们是不是应该倒退回去，再重新回到我们的犹太的圣殿里去呢？那在这里，在这一节里，希伯来书的作者就说呢，你们不可丢弃勇敢的心呢。虽然你们的信心会受到试炼，会很艰难，但是呢，你们不可丢弃它，存这样的心必得为什么呢？为什么呢？
So the question is, why would you not cast away your confidence?
那问题就是为什么你们不可丢弃你的信心呢？
And the answer is, it has great reward.
因为你们必得大赏赐。
You hang in there in the difficult days and the rewards get greater and greater and greater. Don't cast away your confidence because there are some difficult days along the way.
那在艰难的时候呢，你坚持住，不丢弃这信心，不丢弃你的信仰的话，那越艰难，你这样的赏赐就会越大。
And now verse 36, for you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise.
36节，你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。
You need patience.
你需要忍耐。
You wait for the reward. You wait for the answer to prayer.
你等候你的奖赏，你等候你的祷告得着回应。
When I was very young, I found that often I got pretty quick answers to prayer.
当我年轻的时候呢，我发现我的祷告呢，总是很快就得到了回应。
I even got quick answers when I didn't pray.
我甚至还没祷告的时候呢，就神就回应我了。
And I probably told some of you, others I haven't, but there was a very significant event happened to me when I was in the first grade in school. I was 6 years old.
我可能跟其中的一部分弟兄姐妹讲过这个故事啊，有些人没有听过，就是当我六岁在一年级的时候发生的一件事。
I didn't like going to school.
我不喜欢上学。
I don't think I was the only one who didn't like going to school, but I didn't like going to school.
我觉得我不是唯一一个不喜欢上学的人吧，但是我就是不喜欢上学。
But our teacher told us that one day in school, we were going to make what she called a jack in the box.
那但是他的老师呢，告诉他们说，有一天呢，某一天他们会做一个小玩具，就是 jack in the box, 就是在一个盒子里面有一个像小丑一样的小人儿这样的玩具。
She might even have showed us what it was.
他这个老师呢，甚至把这个玩具是什么样子呢，都展示给他们看了。
And you got a piece of construction paper, and you made a box, and you put in that box a little something with a head on it, and you stuck it in there. It was on a spring. You made a spring, and the spring, when you opened the lid, the head popped up, and it was in the box with a head on it.
他是这样的，就用手工纸呢叠一个小盒子，然后呢把一个小人的头呢放在里面，然后安上一个弹簧，就是把那个头安在这个弹簧上，然后把盒子呢盖子盖上，然后等到做好了以后，就把那个盒子的盖一打开呢，这个弹簧一弹起来呢，就把小人那个头弹起来了。
Well, you're not surprised if I tell you, I got more excited about that than I did about anything else we did at school.
那大家肯定都不意外啊，我作为一个小孩子，学校里其他事情我都不感兴趣，我就对这件事情感兴趣。
And I kept on waiting for the teacher to tell us when we were going to do it, and she never did tell, I just waited and waited.
我就一直等这个老师告诉我们什么时候我们来做这个小玩具，我就一直等了等，他始终不告诉我们。
One day, I went home for lunch.
有一天呢，我回家吃午饭。
And after lunch, I said to my mother, Mother, I don't want to go to school this afternoon.
吃完午饭呢，我就对妈妈说，妈妈，今天下午我不想去学校了。
And she said, Are you sick?
然后她说，你生病了吗？
And I said, No, I'm fine.
然后他说我没有，我挺好的。
She said, "Is there a problem at school?"
然后他说，是不是学校你遇到麻烦了
？I said, "No."
我说没有。
She said, "Do you have any trouble with the teachers or some of the other children?" I said, "No."
他说你是不是跟老师有什么矛盾，或者跟其他的学生有什么矛盾？他说也没有。
So she said, "Well, why don't you want to go to school?"
那他说，那你为什么不要上学，不想上学呀
？I said, "Because I don't want to go to school."
我说我就是不想上学。
And I have no idea how I did it, but I persuaded my mother that I didn't have to go to school that afternoon.
我不知道我是怎么做到的，但是总之呢，我就说服我妈妈，我那天下午可以不去学校了。
Deep down inside, I knew that it was wrong. I shouldn't have done that.
但是在我的心里呢，深处呢，我知道我不应该这样做。
But I didn't go to school that afternoon.
但是我那天下午就是没有去上学。
So do you want to finish the story for me?
你想不想替我把这个故事讲完呢
？That was the afternoon they made a jack in the box.
就在那天下午，班级里做了这个小玩具，就是 Jack in the Box。
They never made it before。
他们在之前没有做。
They never made it again。
然后在此之后呢，再也没有做过。
And when I got to school the next day and I realized that, I said, Harold, God had all that planned. You were a bad boy and he gave you his little spanking and you deserved that.
当我第二天上学我知道这件事以后呢我就说哦、oh, Harold, 你是你的问题了你是一个坏孩子神借着这个事情呢提醒你就像打了你的屁股打了一下一样给你点教训。
Now that's pretty easy, pretty good. Actually, I only had to wait, I didn't have to wait 24 hours before I got that feedback.
所以你看他不用等太久都还没到24小时他就从神那里得到了这样一个警告。
It's easy to believe God under circumstances like that.
所以在这种情况下呢你相信神呢是容易的。
Many years later,I was not in school, I was at university.
很多年以后那时候我不是在小学里了我是上大学了。
And there was a particular need in my life for direction. And I remember getting down on my knees at about 10 o'clock at night, saying, Lord, I would like to get some clear direction as to what I should do. If you could answer this specific prayer in a way that you have never answered me before, but if I'm going to pray this prayer, and if you do that, and you have never done that in my life before, but if you do that, then I would take it as a leading from you as to what I should do next year and what my course of study should be.
那个时候呢，他在处在人生的一个阶段呢，他特别需要知道未来人生的方向是什么。所以有一天呢，在晚上十点钟，他就跪下来跟主祷告。他说：“主啊，我现在特别需要你的指引，求你给我一个特别的方式来回应我的祷告，是我以前没有经历过的方式，让我知道呢，你用这样的方式指导我以后呢，我就知道这一定是出自你的指引，然后我就知道下一步该怎么做，是上什么课，走哪条路。”
So I prayed that prayer at about 10 o'clock at night.
我差不多在晚上十点钟的时候做了这样一个祷告。
9 o'clock the next morning, I arrived at the university.
然后第二天的早晨九点呢，我就到了学校了。
The very first person I spoke to when I got to the university was one of my professors who walked out of his office, threw the door open, walked out, I was right there. Oh, he said.
然后我在学校里遇到的第一个人呢，就是我一个某一个课上的教授，然后他就穿过整个屋子呢，来到我面前呢。
And then he did exactly what I had prayed would be done.
然后他做了就是一模一样的事情，就是我在祷告的时候求主做的那个事情。
And I sort of shook my head and I said, that was easy.
然后那时候我就摇摇头说，哦，这真的是信神太容易了。
It was several years after that, probably a half a dozen years after that, I asked a similar question of the Lord.
差不多在此之后六年以后啊，我又跟主做了一个同样的祈求。
On that occasion, it wasn't a simple direction. What should I be doing this time next year? It was, what should I be doing for a full-time job?
那时候我祈求的呢，不是说让主告诉我明年要做什么，而是呢，求主告诉我，我应该做哪一个全职的工作。
I prayed, and I prayed, and I prayed, and I prayed for months.
然后我就祷告，祷告，祷告了好几个月。
And finally,I took a job.
然后最后呢我就做了一个工作就是干上了一个工作。
I wasn't sure it was the right job or not, but I took it.
当我干上这个工作的时候呢我不知道这个是不是对的工作。
And I kept on praying for a direct answer to that prayer.
然后我就继续祷告求主给我一个直接的回答。
I'm not sure if I've seen it yet.
我觉得我不确定我是不是是可能到现在都没有得到这个明确的回答。
What's that mean?
这意味着什么呢?
It means sometimes God says, it's going to be easy for you. I'm going to tell you, turn left in the next corner.
这意味着有的时候呢，神的回答很让你很容易明白，就是你在下一个拐角往左拐，这很清楚明确的指示。
Sometimes he says to you, now, you just have patience. And you just wait, and I will lead you, and you might not even know that I'm leading you. You might not even know that I'm helping you, but I will. You have need of patience.
那有的时候呢，神说，你就是需要一些耐心，你要等候，等候我，甚至呢，有的时候你都不知道我正在带领你，也不知道，我正在帮助你，你就是需要耐心的等候。
So here's verse 36 again. For you have needed patience that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise.
这就是36节告诉我们的，你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。
It's easier to get instant payback. Sorry. Instant, what's the word I want? Feedback. Easier to get instant feedback than to have to wait. And wait, sometimes you wonder whether the telephone line is connected or not.
所以你立刻呢就得到回馈的回应的这个时候呢是容易的。但是呢如果你需要耐心一直等一直等甚至你有时候觉得是不是电话线连接出了问题的时候呢那个时候是难的需要忍耐。
Now what would I get greater reward for?
但是哪一种情况你会得到更大的奖赏呢
?For following the lead that came overnight?Or following the lead that came over the last gazillion years, probably.
那是你的祷告隔夜就第二天就给你回应这个时候的奖赏大呢还是你一直等等等甚至等到很多很多年都等不到答案的时候更容易呢
And so verse 37, for yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith.But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him.
然后37节，因为还有一点点时候，那要来的就来，并不迟延。只是一人必因信得生，他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。
Sometimes you have to wait for the feedback from the Lord.
有的时候你必须等候神的回应。
If someone were to ask you, how long?Did you have to wait?
如果有人问他说你必须你要等多久呢
?You would probably say a long time.
你可能会告诉他要等很久。
And if someone were to ask the Lord, how long did you keep them waiting?
那如果有人问神你要让我等多久呢
?And the Lord would say, just a little while.
神会说只等一会儿就好。
Isn't it interesting? Your perspective of time, my perspective of time, and the Lord's perspective of time are often very, very different.
那是不是很有意思呢？就是我们看待时间呢的方式，看待时间的视角和神看待时间的视角是不一样的。
You understand that? Little children have a different perspective of time than you do.
所以大家应该能够明白就比如说小孩子和大人他对时间的看法呢就是不一样的。
And the little phrase in English, I'm not sure what it is in Chinese, but the little phrase in English to a child is just a little while.
那我不英语里有这样的一个俗语有一个说法我不知道中文里是不是有一样的就对小孩子来说再等一会儿。
And the little child says, well, a little while, that probably isn't going to be any more than a minute.
那小孩子认为这一会儿呢一点点时候呢可能就是比一分钟还要短的时候。
And mommy might say, no, when I say a little while, I mean 2 or 3 hours.
那妈妈说那其实不是我说等一会儿的时候的意思呢可能是两三个小时。
God's perspective is eternity.
那神在时间上的看法呢是永恒。
And we're going to understand life a whole lot more when we recognize that God's perspective is eternity, and that should be our perspective, because that's the reality of time.
那如果我们能够明白神对时间的这个概念是永恒的话呢，我们也应该用神的这样视角来看待时间，因为这个就是事实，这是真实的。如果我们和神在时间上的看法保持一致的话呢，就会使我们整个人生呢都变得不一样了。
And so against that little backdrop that we've given you and all the book of Hebrews prior to this point that the writer has written, he gives us this last verse in chapter 10, which is verse 39.
那我们前面讲的呢都是关于这个整个希伯来书的一个背景啊，一个大的概览，以及呢在11章前面呢这个希伯来书的作者呢讲的这个这些引子。那现在呢到了这个引子的最后一节经文，就是39节。
He says, but we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but we are of them that believe to the saving of the soul.
我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。
Hebrews, what are you going to do when you get to the gate? You're going to turn right and go to the gospel chapel and learn about Jesus, or are you going to turn left and go back to the temple and learn about Moses?
所以希伯来基督徒啊，你们在大门口要决定的时候，你是要往右转去到这个基督福音的会这个教会去学习更多关于耶稣基督的东西呢，还是要向左转回到犹太的这个圣殿去继续按照这个犹太教的这些做法去做呢？
So the writer says, we're not going back. We're going to go on. We're following the Lord Jesus. And you got to do the same. You follow the Lord Jesus. But it's going to be faith. And faith sometimes has to wait longer. Sometimes it's harder. The reward is great. But sometimes it's a little bit harder than other times.
所以希伯来书的作者在这节说呢，我们却不是退后往左拐的人，我们要跟随耶稣基督，而且这样的这个信心呢，有的时候是很艰难的，但是在这艰难中忍耐等候呢，就会得到更大的奖赏。
And at this point, the Spirit of God, turns our attention to this whole subject of faith.
然后接下去呢，圣灵呢就把我们的注意力引到这个信心本身了。
Do we really believe God?
我们是不是真的相信神呢？
And so he starts out in chapter 11 then by saying, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
11章的一节他说，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
I wanted to know how to express that. I looked up what is called the Amplified Bible, and it's got an interesting line, an interesting translation there.
那我是在想怎么能够更好的解释这节经文啊，所以我就去找了那个有注释的这样的圣经啊，它在这下面有这样的一行解释。
It says, "Now faith is the title deed of things hoped for."
What does it mean?
Title deed. Okay, so it's a real estate word. So don't feel bad.
Okay.
If you want to buy, Anne, do you have the translation for it?
Yeah,
I'm saying title deed. Okay. 就像房产证一样。
Okay, so who owns this particular piece of property we're sitting on today? Who owns this?
我们今天所做的这个房产啊，就是做的这个坐在的这个房子里面，这个是谁拥有这个房产呢？
And so, the answer is very simple. This property is owned by the trustees of the congregation that meet here.
那答案很简单，就是我们这个今天所坐在的这个教堂里面，这个教堂呢是由我们这个教会的人选出的这个 trustee， 就是信托人所共同拥有的。
Okay, so the congregation then basically own this property.
所以基本上说呢，应该是全会众拥有了这个房子。
Now if somebody else came along and said, "No, I own the property."
那如果有个人进来说，哦，不是的，是我是这个房子的主人。
Many years ago, Mr. Richmond and Mr. Budd bought this property.
很多年前呢，是 Richmond 先生和 Budd 先生呢，他们买了我们这块地。
And then they sold it to the assembly.
然后他们把这地呢卖给了我们教会。
But the transaction putting the property into the name of the assembly, that transaction became valid because of the title deed.
那这个房产的这个名字它过户到教会的这个交易的手续呢是通过这个房产证来完成的。
And if you go to the courthouse today, they can show you a deed that says this property is not owned anymore by Mr. Richmond and Mr. Budd. It's owned by the trustees of the congregation that meet there today.
那如果你到法院去呢打官司的话呢那法院会给你展示一张这个房产证上面写的呢这个房产证不再是Richard 先生和这个 Bud 先生拥有的了而是由在这里聚会的这个全会众所选出的信托人所拥有的了。
Okay, so you can't take it away. Nobody can take it away. Legally, it is there. There's a title deed in the courthouse to prove who owns this property.
所以呢你对这个房产所有权呢是不会被人拿走的没有人能够改变这个事实因为有这样的一张房产证来证明就是这个房子的主人是谁。
Now faith is very simple. Faith simply says, I believe the promises of God.
那信心也是同样的道理信心很简单说那我相信神的应许。
Somebody says, well, that's kind of foolish. Why would you believe the promises of God?
那有人会说这有点傻呀你为什么相信神的应许呢
And the answer is, it's faith that is the title deed. The faith proves that what you hope for because of the promises of God will come true. It's faith says it's true. It's going to happen.
那是信心呢就是这张房产证信心说呢证明给你看的就是神的应许呢一定会实现的。
So, when we get to heaven, we're going to say, Lord, where are my rewards?
当我们到天堂去的时候我对主说主啊我的奖赏在哪里呢
And we're going to say, he's going to say, well, they're here, but why should I give them to you?
主会说那奖赏在这里但是为什么我要把这个奖赏给你呢
And you will say,Because I believed them. I believed you when you said you were going to take me to heaven and give me a reward.
然后你会说因为我相信呢因为我相信你你自己说过有一天你会带我到天堂去的。
So to carry the illusion on, the illustration along just a little further. When you get to heaven, you can carry in your pocket the title deeds to your property in heaven.
对进一步说呢我们可以这样举例就是到天堂去的时候呢你可以把你的房产证带上到那里去宣告你对这个财产的这个主权。
Somebody says, how do you deserve to get into heaven?
有人会说那你为什么配得去天堂呢
And what do you do? You say, it says right here in the Bible, if I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,I will be saved. I get my place in heaven because I believe. This is the title deed. When you go to heaven, tuck your Bible under your arm and just carry it right in because this is the title deed to all your blessings in heaven.
然后那这个时候呢你就会说因为我相信圣经说信靠耶稣基督的人就必得救。所以你到天堂去的时候你就甚至可以把你的圣经带上你到时候指给别人看出这就是我的房产证就是这上面写了我只要相信耶稣基督就能进
去。So the answer is, how do we know it works?
那问题是答案就是我怎么知道这个管用呢
?How do we know faith works?
我们怎么知道信心管用呢
?Very simple verse 2. The elders obtained their good report by faith.
就是答案就是第二节他说古人在这信上得了美好的证据。
You believe God?
你相信神吗
?If you believe God, it's the same as the elders did.
如果你相信神像这些古人一样。
What happened? They got a reward because they believed.
那会发生什么呢因为他们信所以他们得了奖赏。
What happens if you believe?
如果你相信的话
You get the same reward they got.
你会跟他们得一样的奖赏。
And the more they believe, the greater their reward.
他们越相信呢，他们得到的奖赏就越大。
And the more you and I believe, the greater our reward.
我们也是一样，如果我们你和我越相信呢，我们得到的奖赏也越大。
But some people say it's hard.
有的人说，哦，这太难了。
And they could be tempted to turn back.
他们可能会被试探呢，就退后了。
Don't turn back to the law of Moses. Don't turn back to anything else.
不要退到摩西那里去，不要退到任何其他的东西那里去。
I'm trying to think of the hymn we used to sing it a few years ago. It goes something like this. Don't turn around to the things you've left behind.
我在想我们很多年前唱过的一首圣诗里一句歌词啊，他说你不要退后回到你曾经离开的那些东西那里去。
All those bridges you've burned, don't try to find.
那你已经烧毁的那些曾经走过的桥啊，过来的桥啊，不要再去找。
Set your face like a flint and walk right on to the promised land.
那你就往前一直冲，冲到这个应许之地去。
Don't turn around to the things you left behind.
不要回到你曾经抛弃的那些东西那里去。
All right, so here's the discussion now, the consideration of some of the great men of faith.
那接下去呢，我们就要看一些很有信心的伟人了。
But I guess before that is verse 3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of the things which do appear.
在此之前呢，他先讲了第三节，我们因着信就知道诸世界是借神话造成的，这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。
That's an amazing verse.
这是很奇妙的一句经文。
We understand that to be true. That's what the Bible says.
我们知道这是对的，因为圣经是这么说的。
God spoke, said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
神说要有光，就有了光。
God spoke the worlds into being.
神说话，这世界就造出来了。
It was Albert Einstein, who, what, 1800 years later, than the author of the Book of Hebrews, put some scientific logic behind it, and we understand that to be the truth today. You go to study physics, you study cosmology, that's what you learn.
那是叫什么啊？就是就爱因斯坦，他那个 first name 我忘了。爱因斯坦呢是在希伯来书写成以后1800多年以后呢，他才发现了这些宇宙的一些规律啊是。他在物理学上，在宇宙学上发现了一些事情，让我们能够明白。
So you ask yourself the question, how did the writer to the Hebrews understand that?
那你可能会问，为什么希伯来书的作者那个时候就明白呢？
And the answer is, he understood it because it's exactly what the book of Genesis says.
那答案很简单，他们之所以明白呢，是因为《创世纪》就是这么说的。
Albert Einstein understood it because he was a more brilliant physicist than a lot of others.
那阿尔伯特·爱因斯坦呢，他明白，因为他是非常与众不同的、很杰出的物理学家。
The writer to the book of Hebrews wasn't a brilliant physicist. He just believed what God said.
那希伯来书的作者呢，他不是一个聪明的物理学家，但他只是简单的相信神的话。
And in recent weeks, I've been considering the mathematical statistics of it all.
那最近几个星期呢，我一直在思考这个数学的这个数据。
And I'm not sure if we can if we've said it here before, I don't think so. I'm going to give you just some mathematical proof of the fact that if God didn't make the universe, then how on earth did we get here?
那我不知道我是不是在这个场合讲过，可能没有。就是我要给大家一些呢数学上的这个证据啊，就是证明如果神不造的话，不造这个世界的话，我们今天怎么可能坐在这里？
Most people out there talk about science and evolution. Do you believe the Bible? No, they say we don't. Why? Well, we believe in science and we believe in evolution.
那很多人说呢，他们相信科学，相信进化论。如果你问他，你相信圣经吗？他说我不相信圣经，我相信的是科学和进化论。
And I may have mentioned this before. I may not. I'll go through the numbers quickly. But There were some mathematicians who tried to figure out the mathematical definition of impossible.
我可能在别的场合讲过，我现在快速的给大家讲一下，就是有一些数学家呢，他们试图给出一个定义，给出就是给出这个不可能性的数学定义是什么。
That's they calculated to be 1/10, one chance in 10^50.
那他们认为呢，如果是10^50呢，概率小到这个程度呢，就是不可能了。
It's one chance in 10 with 50 zeros after it.
那就是这件事情发生的可能性呢，是10^50.
That's impossible.
那这就是不可能。
Okay, and then Eric Peterson has told us that the number of atoms there are in the universe.
那 Eric 曾经给我们讲过，就是这个整个宇宙的原子的数量是多少呢？
Are there a lot of atoms in the universe?
这个我们这个宇宙是不是有很多的原子呢？
Yeah, if you were to take one atom in the universe, and you were to put a red dot on it, and then you were to fling that atom out into the universe, put a blindfold on your friend, and say, could you please go somewhere in the universe and find that atom, please?
那如果呢，你从宇宙中呢选出一个原子，然后呢你给它标记一个红点，然后呢你就把这个原子呢标了红点的原子呢扔到这个宇宙大千宇宙中去，和所有的原子混在一起，然后你把你的朋友的眼睛呢蒙起来，你让他你去找能把那个标了红点的原子找出来吗？
Do you think your friend could come home at supper and say, I just picked one, that was it, I just ran, I picked one, that was the one with the red dot on it.
你觉得你这个朋友能够赶得回来晚上吃晚饭吗？你觉得他能在晚饭之前回来说，我找到了这个标着红点的这个原子了。
How many atoms are there in the universe?
在这个宇宙当中有多少原子呢？
And the number is something like 1/10. Instead of having 50 zeros after it, it has 80 zeros after it. That's how many atoms there are in the universe. You think that you're going to find the one if you just go willy-nilly somewhere in the universe, pick up an atom, there it is. That proves that evolution is right.
那宇宙中的原子的数量呢，大概是10^80，也就是一后面有80个零。也就是说呢，你在宇宙中呢找到这样的一个原子，标了红点的原子的这个概率呢，就是10^80啊。那如果你要证明进化论正确呢，就概率就像这么低。
So what is the probability of evolution?
所以这个进化论的可能性有多大呢？
Two of the most brilliant mathematicians living in the 20th century concluded this. It is 1/10 with how many zeros after it?
那这个进化论的就是可能的这个概率是多大呢？在20世纪很著名的两个数学家，他们认为是10^40.
40,000.
4000,
40,000 zeros. Not 1/50 impossible. Not 1/80 the number of atoms in the universe. It's 1/10^40,000. Do you think that's a likely thing that evolution just sort of happened?
是10^40,000，不是10^50，50^50，也不是10^80，是十后面有40000，然后分之一。你觉得进化论还是可能的吗？
I think that's absolutely astounding.
我觉得真的是让人非常的震惊。
Those numbers, by the way, came out of Google. Anybody can get them. Just go to Google, you'll get them.
那这个是每个人都可以到 Google 去搜索得着的这个数据。
Why then is it so important That we believe by faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Why is that so important?
那为什么我们要凭着信心相信这世界是神的话造成的呢？为什么这件事情这么重要呢？
Because if you believe it, you then must believe that there is a God.
因为如果你要相信这一点的话呢，你必须相信的确有一位神。
And one day you will meet him.
有一天呢，你会遇见他。
And he will reward you on the basis of your faith.
然后他会按照基于你的信心来奖赏你。
You say, well, that's really easy to believe.
然后你说，哦，那这个相信很容易啊。
And from a statistical or mathematical or probabilistic basis, it is very easy to believe. What's the hard thing?
那当然从数学上说从概率可能性上来说呢相信是容易的。那什么是信起来难的呢
?God says, I want you to do this. You say, that won't be easy. God says, I want you to wait for me. You say, that won't be easy.
那就是当神说你要这样做的时候哦你觉得这个不容易了。然后当神说你要等候的时候你说哦这个不容易。
Alright.Verses 4 and 5 talk about these great men of God. Verse 4, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaks.
第四、第五节呢就讲了这些信心的伟人了。第四节，亚伯因着信献祭与神。比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了称义的见证，就是神指他礼物做的见证。他虽然死了，却因这信仍旧说话。
So what was the big deal then regarding Abel's faith?
那关于亚伯的信心呢，当中有什么是特别重要的点呢？
And probably this.
可能是这个。
I think Cain said, Abel, if you offer to God,What you plan to offer to God, I will kill you.
我觉得是该隐可能会对亚伯说，亚伯啊，你要是还要献你准备献给神的那个祭的话呢，我就要杀了你。
And Abel offered God what God wanted.
但是亚伯还是献了神想要的祭。
And Cain killed him.
然后该隐的确杀了他。
Was his faith easy?
他的信心容易吗？
Well, no, I don't think so.
不，我不觉得容易。
He believed God, easy to believe God, but when the pressure comes and you either say I believe God or you deny God and you get to live. You say you believe God and you die. You deny God, you get to live. What are you going to do?
那你说我信神，这句话说说容易，但是当压力来临的时候，当你选择是。相信神的时候呢，你就会死。当你否认神的时候，你就能活。那你会怎么选择呢
？The next man we read about is verse 5. It says, "By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. He was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony: He pleased God."
第五节呢，讲到另外一个人，以诺。若因着信被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了。只是他被接去以先，已经得了神喜悦他的名证。
Is that a big deal?
这是不是一件大事呢
？Enoch said, "The one thing I want to do most in life is I want to please God."
那以诺说呢，我这一生啊，最想做的一件事情呢，就是想让神喜悦。
And in the big things in life, and in the little things in life.
不管是生活中的大事还是小事。
Enoch said, I choose to please God.
他以诺都选择要蒙神的喜悦。
It says Enoch walked with God.
在这里说呢，以诺与神同行。
You walk with someone, you have a very close relationship with them.
如果你与谁同行的话呢，一定是和他有很紧密的关系。
It's easy to have a friendship with somebody if you see them for 5 or 10 minutes every now and then.
那如果你跟一个只见面5到10分钟的人一起同行呢，是容易的。
Enoch walked with God. God walked with Enoch.
那以诺呢与神同行神与以诺同行。
How much of Enoch's life did God see and understand?
那关于在以诺的生命有多少部分是神是明白他的呢?
Well, 24 hours a day.
是一天二十四小时。
The disciples walked with Jesus. How did they walk with Jesus?
那门徒是跟耶稣一起同行的，他们是和耶稣多长时间在一起同行呢？
24 hours a day.
也是每天二十四小时。
Enoch pleased God in that 24 hours. How did he do it?
所以以诺在每天的二十四小时里面呢，他都得神的喜悦，他是怎么做的呢？
He believed God.
他相信神。
And in the little things, and in the big things, and in all the other things in between, he pleased God.
不管是大事还是小事，还是任何其他的事，他都蒙神的喜悦。
Verse 6 says, but without faith, it's impossible to please God.
第六节，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
Harold, do you please God?
Harold, 你得神的喜悦了吗？
If I were to please God, I'd have to believe him.
如果我想要得神的喜悦的话呢，我
I have to believe him 24 hours a day.
必须要相信神，而且是每天二十四小时都相信他。
I could say, Lord, like Abel, I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I did that by faith. That's pretty good.
我说我也像雅各那样，我也接受耶稣基督做我的救主了，我也相信他了。
But this isn't, verse 6 isn't the faith of salvation that's talked about. It's the faith of life.
他这里讲的这个信心呢，不是得救的信心，而是生活的信心。
It's the faith that says, yesterday was a failure.
这个信心是说昨天是失败的一天。
I did this wrong, I did that wrong. I expected this would work out right, it didn't. I expected he would do this, and he didn't. I was hoping for a really good turnout, and what happened was, it was a disaster.
昨天呢，我本来希望这个发生了，结果没有发生。本来我希望他做这个呢，他没有这样做。那所有出现的事情呢，都是跟我的预期不一致的，就是一切都像灾难一样发生了。
And I'm going to continue to please God as I'm going to continue to believe him though yesterday.
但是呢我依然要得神的喜悦，也就是说我依然要相信他，虽然昨天的一天发生的事情呢都不是按照我希望的方式进行的。
Verse 6 says, but without faith it's impossible to please him, for he that comes to God must believe, number one, that he is, that is, he exists, he's there, he's real. And number two, that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
因为到神面前来的人呢，必须有两点，一个呢是相信有必须信有神，就是相信他的确存在，相信他就在那里，而且相信他是真实的。然后第二点呢，就要相信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
How do we seek him?
我们怎么寻求他呢？
Diligently.
是努力的、勤奋的、尽力的。
And we're going to read the rest of the chapter is full of examples of these great men of faith who followed the Lord diligently.
那我们这一章下面的这个要读的这个部分呢，就都是这些尽心尽力寻求神的人的榜样。
What is the book of Hebrews all about?
那整个希伯来书讲的都是什么呢？
It's about people, the Hebrews themselves, in the days of the apostle who wrote the book, who found that diligently following the Lord Jesus Christ was not always easy.
那他讲的就是在使徒写作这卷书的这个写作的这个年代，那个时候的希伯来的基督徒呢，他们发现跟随耶稣基督呢是不是那么容易的事情。
Sometimes it was so difficult that there was suffering involved and there was loss involved.
有的时候呢，甚至会带来苦难，带来损失。
If in fact you were to diligently believe and seek the Lord diligently, what would be the result?
那如果你是尽心的勤奋的相信主寻求他的话那结果是什么呢
You'd find that there was a reward for you.
你会发现在那里会有奖赏等着你。
He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
他是那个给尽心的勤奋的寻求他的人预备奖赏的那个人。
Do you believe it?
你相信吗
You probably say, yeah, I believe it.
你可能会说我相信的。
And then the Lord says, can you prove it?
然后神会说你能证明吗
And you say, I'm not sure if I can prove it, but the Lord will test us to see whether we can prove it.
你会说哦我可能不一定能证明得了那神会给我们一些测试让我们来证明。
Hebrews, don't turn around, don't go back.
所以希伯来的基督徒啊你们不要退不要后退不要回去。
Christian, don't get discouraged. Keep going.
基督徒啊不要灰心要继续前行。
Why?
为什么呢
Because he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
因为他赏赐那寻求尽心寻求他的人。
Without faith, it's impossible to please him.
因为人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
But great faith brings great reward.
伟大的信心带来伟大的赏赐。
Could you prove it?
你能证明吗
Oh yeah, you can prove it. Just follow the lives of the fellows that you see in the verses that follow.
那你可以证明就只要你跟随接下去我们要读的这些经文里面的讲的这个信心伟人的例子照着他们这样去做就可以。
By faith Noah, verse 7.Being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith.
第七节，挪亚因着信，既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救，因此就定了那世代的罪，自己也承受了那从信而来的义。
Was it easy for Noah to build the ark?
那挪亚建这个方舟容易吗
I don't think so.
我不觉得容易。
I'm not at all sure that Noah was a carpenter when the Lord asked him to build the ark. He might have been an accountant.
我不确定当主让神让他去造方舟的时候那个时候他是不是一个干木匠的人我觉得他也可能是个会计呢。
I think Noah said, what? You want me to build an ark?
那挪亚可能会说什么你让我去造一个方舟
God said yes Noah don't you believe me
神说是的你相信我吗
Well I think Noah said of course I believe you Lord but build an ark that great big boat here build it out in the back 40 in my wheat field what
然后挪亚说哦，当然神我相信你但是你让我造一个方舟这么大一个船在我这个小麦地里去造吗
And for 100 years, he cut the trees and prepared the wood and nailed it together and did everything he had to do. It only took him about 100 years to do it.
那在接下去的100年啊，他砍了树，准备了木材，就把它钉在一起，以及做了其他所有需要做的事情，花了他100年。
Frankly, I think that Noah was probably a rich man when he started.
我觉得可能挪亚刚开始造方舟的时候他还挺富有的。
I think after the ark got finished, he looked around and said to himself, this has taken everything, all my money, all my time, and what I've got is this great big ark, this great big boat in the middle of my wheat field. What?
然后等方舟造好的时候呢挪亚看着这个方舟可能会说哎呀我把我的一切的拥有的财富都投进去了我的钱我的时间然后现在所得的结果呢就是在我的这个麦田里的这个巨大的这个方舟。
So what do you think of Noah?
你是怎么看挪亚的呢
Well, you think he's a pretty great man?
你觉得他是不是一个相当伟大的人呢
No doubt God has rewarded him in a marvelous way. One of the ways in which he's rewarded himis that when you meet him on the streets of heaven, in a day not terribly long from now, you'll say, Noah, I just want to tell you how much I admired you. You were a great encouragement to me.
难怪神如此重的奖赏了挪亚。我觉得神奖赏挪亚的其中的一个方式，就给他的其中一个奖赏呢，就是当你到天上去，我觉得我们离这一天已经不远了。当你在天堂走在天堂的街道的时候，你遇见挪亚的时候呢，你会说挪亚呀，我真的很敬佩你，因为你大大的鼓励了我。
One of the great lines in this verse 7 is that he prepared an ark to the saving of his house.
那在这节经文里面呢，很重要的一句话是说，他预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救。
Noah no doubt loved his household same way as we do ours.
毫无疑问，挪亚肯定像我们一样爱自己的家人。
And the Lord honored him for those years of mockery and ridicule. And, if they had insane asylums in those days, I think that they probably would have wanted to commit Noah to the insane asylum. I think they all thought the man was absolutely crazy.
那神呢也大大的奖赏了，就是给了挪亚很大的尊荣啊，因为挪亚忍受了那个时代很多的嘲笑，很多的羞辱愚弄，因为哈尔德想，如果那时候有疯人院的话，估计这些人已经把这个挪亚送到疯人院里面关起来了。
Everybody else thought he was crazy. His family said, "Dad, I understand you.
那
We're with you, Dad."
所有的人呢都觉得挪亚是疯了，但是他的家人呢却很理解他。
All right. Well, we'll just take a quick look at Abraham as well. Verse number 8 says, By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went.
好，我们来快快地看一下亚伯拉罕第八节。亚伯拉罕因着信，蒙召的时候就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知往哪里去。
I just marvel at this story.
我真的对这个故事啊感到特别的惊叹。
I'm not sure how old Abraham was when he was called to go out. It could have been 75 years old. He wasn't a teenager. He was a mature man.
那我不确定挪亚被神呼召要出乌尔的时候多大年纪，应该是75岁。他已经不是一个青少年了，他是一个成熟的男人。
He was a highly successful businessman.
他是一个很成功，也是一个很成功的商人了。
He is recorded in the chronicles, if I can call them that, of one of the most powerful kings of the day. And they talk about the business deals that they had with Abraham and other members of his family.
因为在那个时候的编年史里面啊，就是已记录了那个时候的很著名的伟大的王啊，甚至要跟亚伯拉罕做生意，就跟他有交易。
He lived in a very sophisticated city, Ur of the Chaldees.
他那时候住在一个重要性很突出的一个城啊，就是乌尔。
He probably had a much bigger house than you and I have, and much nicer.
可能他的房子要比你和我的要大得多，也好得多。
I believe he had running water, same way as we have.
我觉得他应该跟我们一样都有那个自来水。
He wasn't just a country bumpkin in any respect. He was right at the top.
他不是一个普通的乡下人，他是上层社会的人。
He had a wife who was one of the most beautiful women the world has ever seen.
那他有一个太太，他的太太呢是那个时候世界上这个最美的妇人之一啊。
God called him one day and said to him, Abraham, I'd like you to follow me. I'm going to take you to a place that I'm going to give to you and to your posterity after you. You follow me.
然后有一天神就说，亚伯拉罕，你跟着我，我要带你到一个地方去。这个地方呢，我要赐给你和你的后裔为业。
And Abraham went downtown, bought a few tents, a couple of donkeys, maybe a camel or two. Said to his beautiful wife, "We're going to go and follow God."
然后亚伯拉罕呢，就打点了行装，准备了一些骆驼，也可能 准备了一些驴，他就跟他的太太说，那我们现在要准备出发了。
She said, where are you going, Abraham?
然后他的太太问他，亚伯拉罕，你要去哪儿呢？
Where are we going?
我们到哪儿去呢？
He said, I don't know.
他说我不知道。
God said, if we go, he'll lead us, we'll follow him. Let's go, honey.
然后他说，亲爱的，我不知道，但是神说，我们跟着他就行，他带我们只要跟着他走，他会告诉我们去哪里的。
And Sarah said yes.
然后萨拉说好的。
Did they believe God?
他们信神吗？
Yes.
是的。
Did they diligently seek him?
他们是尽心的寻求神吗？
Yes.
是的。
For them to make that decision that day to follow God was a huge decision.
当他们下决心要跟随神的那一天呢，他们做出的这个决定是一个巨大的、重大的决定。
God said to Abraham, I'm going to give you a son, and he's going to inherit the land that I give you after you.
然后神对亚伯拉罕说呢，我要赐给你一个儿子，他会将来继承我赐给你的这块土地。
And God decided to honor that promise.
那神要使他的这个应许啊得着荣耀。
25 years later.
25年之后。
Sarah was far too old to have children.
那时候萨拉已经老到不能生孩子了。
An amazing God.
多么奇妙的神呢。
He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him.
他是赏赐那尽心寻求他的人的神。
What is it that causes him to be pleased with us?
那是什么事情使他能够喜悦我们呢？就是我们做什么事情能够蒙神的喜悦呢？
By faith, we please God. It's when we believe him, even when it doesn't look like it's going to work.
就是我们因着我们的信心会蒙神的喜悦，也就是甚至在我们觉得这不太可能成功的时候呢，我们依然相信他的时候就蒙他的喜悦。
So what's God do?
那神怎么做呢？做了什么呢？
The wise man said, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth on the behalf of those whose heart is perfect toward them.
那智慧人说呢，神的眼目在地上找来找去，要找那些心里正直的人。
What's God look for when he gets up in the morning?
所以神每天早晨起来的时候，他在找什么呢？
And of course, he doesn't get up in the morning, but you know what I mean when I say that.
当然，神是不需要早晨要起床的，但是你明白我要说的意思。
He's looking, he's saying, who believes me today? Which one of you believe me today?
他会找说，看今天是谁相信我呢？谁是那些相信我的人呢？
Sometimes he says,Even to the devil, see my servant there, Job, see what he's doing.
他有的时候甚至会对撒旦说，你看我的仆人约伯了吗？他在那里。
And you and I, as we go through life, and we end up believing him, when it's not easy to believe him, he's so proud, he's like the proud papa, say, see my boy, that's my boy.
有的时候当我们的生活很不容易的时候，我们依然相信他的时候呢，神就会对别人说，他就像一个骄傲的父亲指着自己的孩子说，你看，这是我的孩子。
I think God got delighted when he saw that Noah got up in the morning to go build the ark after 85 years, saying it's not finished yet, it's going to take me another 15 years to build this thing. Wow.
我想在挪亚造了85年方舟还没有造好的时候呢，他依然早晨起来继续去造方舟的时候，甚至他还需要再造15年才能造好的时候，他依然每天都去造方舟的时候呢，神会很高兴的。
Enoch walking with God every day.
以诺每天都与神同行。
Abraham following the Lord in spite of the fact.That he still didn't have the promised son.
那当亚伯拉罕他依然没有得着他的应许之子的时候，他依然跟随神的时候，这些都会让神很高兴。
verse number 9 says,
第九节,
by faith, Abram sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles or tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise.
他因着信就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒雅各一样。
For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker was God.
因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。
So, I'm using my imagination now, but, he leaves Ur of the Chaldees, spends some time in Haran, and he finally ends up down in the promised land.
我现在运用我的想象，他离开了乌尔，又在那是叫哈兰嘛，住了一段时间，然后进了应许之地。
So what do you think he had in the trunk? The trunks that he brought with him from Ur of the Chaldees, that were riding on a couple of the camels. What do you think was in there?
那你觉得他从乌尔带出来的，就是架在那个骆驼背上的那个行李箱里面都有些什么呢？
I think Sarah probably said, well, we'll need this, we'll need that, and so she had the this and the that and all kinds of other things in the trunks in the camels.
我觉得出发的时候萨拉可能会说，我们需要这个也需要那个，所以他会把这些东西都装在那个行李箱里带走了。
And, so I think she probably said to Abram one day, when can we unpack this stuff? We've been carrying it around for a long time now. When can we unpack it?
那可能有一天呢，萨拉会问亚伯拉罕说：“我们什么时候能够卸下这些行李啊？我们已经带着他走了，带着他们走了很久了，什么时候可以安家了？”
She may have said, "When are we going to build a house, Abraham?"
那他可能会对亚伯拉罕说：“我们什么时候可以盖一个房子啊？”
This stuff doesn't really fit in a tent.
他说：“我带的这些东西啊，不适合放在帐篷里。”
And I think that it stayed in the trunk.All of Sarah's life.
我觉得可能在萨拉的一生啊之久，这些东西都还是放在行李箱里没有动。
And all of Isaac's life.
甚至在以撒的一生也是这样的。
And all of Jacob's life. They all lived in tents.
雅各的一生也是这样的，因为他们都住在帐篷里。
Disappointed?
很让人失望吗？
And disappointed in that some of the things they thought they were going to get, they didn't get right then.
那从某种意义上说呢，是有些失望，因为他们本来指望得到一些东西呢，却没有马上得着。
Richly blessed.
但是他们却
Amen.
丰丰富富的被祝福
了。That was 4,000 years ago.
一千年前。
They still haven't got that city.
他们还没有得到这个有根基的城。
Even Jerusalem in the days of Solomon wasn't that city that Abraham looked forward to.
一千年后不是一千年，那即使在所罗门的时候，所罗门所造的这个城呢，也不是亚伯拉罕所期待的那个城。
One day he's going to get it. One day we're going to get it with him.
那有一天呢，他会到那座城里。有一天我们会跟他一起到那座城里。
He in a different sense than us, but all of us with great joy entering that day into this marvelous place.
那我们都会和他一样啊，是带着极大的喜乐在那一天进到了那个城里。
Back to verse 6.
我们再回到第六节。
Without faith, it's impossible to please him.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
And you and I say, Lord, by the grace of God, we're going to continue to believe you. Among other things, we want to please you.
我们会说，神呢，因着你的恩典呢，我们要继续的相信你，因为我们想让你高兴。
Why do we continue to follow him?
为什么我们要继续的跟随神呢？
We believe that he's a rewarder.
因为我们相信。
Of them who diligently seek him.
他赏赐那
，We may have to wait.
寻求他的人。
We will have to wait. As Moses did, as Noah did, and as Abram did, and as Sarah did.
我们有的时候会需要等待，我们的确会要等待，像挪亚、像亚伯拉罕、像撒拉那样。
So you go to Noah and you say, Noah, was it worth waiting for?
如果你到挪亚那里去问他说，这个等候值得吗？
Noah says yes.
他说值得。
It was worth waiting for. Abraham, was it worth waiting for?
亚伯拉罕，你去问亚伯拉罕，你等候值得吗？
Oh yes, said Abraham.
亚伯拉罕说，当然。
Sarah, was it worth waiting?
那萨拉，你觉得等候值得吗？
Does it take faith to wait for God's time?
那你等候神的时间需不需要信心，凭着信心呢？
From our perspective, a long time.
而且从我们对时间的视角来看呢，是
需要很多时间。From his perspective, just a little while.
但是在神的视角来看呢，其实只是一点点时候。
So, anyway, that's our story for this evening.
这就是我们今天要讲的故事。
The just shall live by faith.
义人必因信得生。
Don't turn back.
不要退后。
Keep on going to get the full reward.
继续前行，直到得着那完全的赏赐。
All right, well, that's pretty much my story for this evening. We've got just a few minutes for a question time.And Eric may have some answer or some comments, but we'll go just a few more minutes.
好，我今天就讲到这里。我们还有几分钟的时间来回答一点问题。Eric 也会给大家回答。
Any question from the chapel here? Any question from Zoom?
好，现场的和 Zoom 上的有没有问题？
就是后来听的那个一章的五节的。
Hebrews chapter 1 verse
5. Go
ahead. Eric, Hebrews chapter 1 verse 5. You are my son. Today I have become your father. So Alinda's question is, what day is today? 我用中文再说一遍这个问题，就希伯来书的一章五节。神说你是我的儿子，我今日生你。问题是今日是指哪一天？
Okay, does everybody understand the question? All right, I'm not sure that I understand the answer, but let's try the question. Verse 5. To which of the angels said he, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee?
The question is, when is this day? Which day is this day?
And my answer is not a definitive answer.
那我的这个回答呢，可能不是完整的一个回答。
He was a son begotten by the Father and brought into life at what we call Christmas time.
那他我们在圣诞节的时候都知道，圣诞节庆祝的是。耶稣的降生是在这个意义上的父神呢生了他。
And that is quite possibly the answer, but he was the son of God long before that.
那同时呢我们也知道他在很久在此之前的很久以前呢他就是神的儿子了。
The emphasis of the verse is he was a son, not an angel.
那在这句话的重点呢，是放在他是儿子，不是一个天使。
But the question is, what is the day that is being referred to here in verse 5? Was it the day that he was born to Mary, or was it a former day?
那问题，这个问题呢，是说这里的这个今天是指哪一个日子？是指玛利亚生耶稣的那一天呢，还是在此之前的某个日子
？So Eric, do you have a better answer on that one?
看看 Eric 有没有更好的回答。
I believe that it's from verse the previous verses. I'm just trying to.Get them here. Verse 1, 2, 3. Verse 4, I guess it is. Or verse 3. He's referring back, I believe, to that when he had himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. And then he refers to that quotation from the Psalms. The day was the day of the glorification of our Lord Jesus, as I understand it. His exaltation to the Father's right hand.
OK, 我觉得这个问题的答案呢，要从这个前面就是第三节的后半段开始看啊。他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。他所承受的名，既比天使的名更尊贵，就远超过天使。然后接着就是我们这个问题所引用的这节经文了，就是所有的天使，神从来对哪一个说你是我的儿子，我今日生你。所以我认为这里的今日呢，就是指耶稣得荣耀的那个日子，就是他高升回到天上，坐在父神的右边那个日子。
Verse 6, I believe, then, refers to his nativity, his incarnation, his coming into the world.
然后第六节呢，讲的是他道成肉身，来到地上，成为人子的那个，就是成为玛利亚的儿子的那个这件事情。
And you're right, the force of these verses is to illustrate the fact that he'sposition at the Father's right hand is so much greater than the angels.
所以刚才 Harold 讲的对，就是第四节也指出来了这一点，就是他现在的这个地位啊，是远远超过天使的，是在这个，他说比天使的名更尊贵啊，就远超过天使。
And we've obtained an inheritance in him.
那我们是在基督的里面，在他里面啊，得着了产业。
And that's what our subject tonight was, that we receive the reward. The inheritance is in Christ.
所以这是我们今天讲的这个主题啊，就是我们领受这奖赏，这奖赏呢，就是在基督里承受的产业。
All that he has been given, he's given to us.
所以父神一切赐给他的，他都已经赐给我们了。
It's a marvelous, truth that all our resources and all our rewards are in Christ.
这真是非常令人惊奇的真理啊，就是我们一切的资源，我们一切的赏赐都在基督的里面。
Well, that is our time for tonight. We appreciate your being with us. And I think we'll just close with a word of prayer.
好，我们的今天的时间就到了，很感谢今天大家跟我们在一起。我们现在做一个结束的祷告。
Father, we want to thank you for all the blessings that we have in Christ Jesus.
主，我们感谢我们在基督里面所得着的一切的祝福。
Lord, we obtain those blessings by faith.
我们是凭着信心得着这些祝福的。
And so, Father, we pray that we might diligently seek him.
Amen.
主啊，我们的祈求是愿我们能够勤奋的、尽心的去寻求他。
So encourage us, Lord, we pray. We just thank you for your marvelous grace that you would ever extend such wealth towards us.
主啊，我们祈求你鼓励我们，你赐给我们大的恩典呢。
We don't deserve the least of your considerations to us.
其实我们本不配得你一点点的顾念。
But Lord, the simple thing of believing you is what you require.
那你所要求我们的就是单单的、简单的相信你。
And that's something, Lord, that is within the reach of every one of us.
那这件事情是我们每个人都能够做到的。
And so, Father, we thank you once again for your word tonight. We ask your blessing in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
愿再次感谢你的话语，我们也祈求您的祝福，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Once again.
Amen.
Thank you. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. You're welcome.
Amen.
Thank you, Harold.
Amen.